The eviction of homeless campers from Nashville's Fort Negley has set off something of a domino effect. The city offered shelter to more than 80 campers in the village, but many have scattered to other tucked-away campsites. As WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports, this upheaval coincides with the work of a task force that's considering whether Nashville should create a permanent tent village.
For 41-year-old homeless camper Taz Risson, it seemed the hillside camp at Fort Negley was doomed to get broken up. It had become too big and rowdy.
Fort Negley had too many people. It had almost 88 people there. 88.
He says the threat of being arrested for trespassing had become too real.
Last time they put no trespassing out, it ain't sticking in court. This time they said it will. I don't want that on my record.
So Risson and others moved camp. As of this week, he's along the Cumberland River, actually in plain sight from a greenway, but on land that's not city-owned. His friend, Cliff Scott, also from Camp Negley, convinced him after raving about the location.
The difference is quietness, the peace. I mean, there's no rowdiness. They don't drink. They don't get loud. Police aren't called. It's just a very quiet situation.
His is one of about a dozen tents, some with furniture, propane burners, and even solar power to charge cell phones.
In the evenings, you can just sit here and watch the tugboats go by with the barges and listen to the ducks, because right over there's a nesting island. Very peaceful.
While the friends made a smooth transition, there's been more strife for others across town at Fort Negley, and it's all happening as a homeless camp task force has been trying to create an official city policy on camping, with another meeting this week. The rules would lay out how to respond when campsites are found and potentially recommend that Nashville create an authorized encampment, as a handful of other cities have done. But that's been slow going. The task force is waiting on a funding request and hasn't decided whether a permanent camp would make sense on city land, a private lot, or religious property. Back on the riverbank, Risson and Scott don't have a strong opinion, except that what they've carved out is working, at least so far.
I think it's better here.
I think it's better here, and I'm only spending here one night.
I like the quiet and peace.
Amen.
For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.